Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and welcome into the Lou Fuse Automotive Studio. Lou Fuse, 14 brands, 10 locations, and see more at Fuse.com. It's a visit with Tim McCarver. We're going to get into Curt Flood headed to the Hall of Fame potentially, his thoughts on Ted Simmons and Larry Walker going to the Hall of Fame, and why is Yadier Molina the great player that he is. Tim McCarver, part of those great teams in 64, 67, and 68. He's taught generations of baseball fans about the game, how to think outside the box with the game, and his broadcasting took him to Cooperstown. His playing and broadcasting brought him to the Cardinals Hall of Fame.
In his seasons in St. Louis, he was named to two All-Star teams, finished second in the MVP in 1967. Please welcome a two-time World Series champ. Please stand, Tim McCarver.
Boy, were those teams special. Those teams of the 60s, if you were lucky enough to have seen them play, we were really good. I mean, really good. I mean, you run out of superlatives when you talk about the men who have, with integrity, intelligence, and gritty determination, represented those remarkable teams. Kenny Boyer, our captain. Bill White, who would eventually become the National League president. Dick Groat, the Duke All-American in basketball. Curt Flood. Who took the first step toward free agency in the trade that coincidentally I was involved in after the 1969 season. And I've said this on many occasions, the guy that made our team click in 67 and 68 was Mike Shannon when he moved to third base from right field. If that doesn't happen, we don't win. Julian Javier, who to this day, I don't think he was ever taken out in a double play, ever. The irrepressible Lou Brock. Lou. The incomparable number 45, Bob Gibson. The MVP that year, Orlando Cepeda, and I'll tell you how important Orlando Cepeda was. Bob Gibson was starting at Shea Stadium in New York one evening. The bus was supposed to leave at 5 o'clock. Red said, the manager was seated in the first seat, as always, and Red said, "Bussy, let's go." And Bob said, "Wait a minute. Is Orlando on the bus?" And we all looked around and we couldn't find him. And Bob said, "This bus isn't leaving without Cepeda." It's your encouragement and support that makes us continue to want to come back for more and more and more. Thank you.
What a pleasure he is. That's Tim McCarver coming up. Triad Bank, a full-service financial institution established in 2005 with a mission to provide a wide range of commercial and personal banking services to closely held businesses like this one, ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. See more, triadbanking.com. We're brought to you in brilliant clarity thanks to Lordo's Diamonds. And up next, we visit with Tim McCarver. Hair Saloon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a men, complimentary shoe shine. All for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men. It is always so much fun to visit with my broadcast partner on Fox Sports Midwest, and that's Cardinals Hall of Famer, Tim McCarver. Tim, always great to visit with you. It's spring training. You've been around this game forever. How much fun is this time of year for you?
Well, it's fun for me. It's a lot more fun than it used to be when my mantra was warming up pitchers and doing that for a lot of years and having that saying of don't let this guy take my job. All the time. I mean, and that was in quotes. That was the mantra that you live by in spring training.
Absolutely.
There were always guys waiting to take your job, and this year is no different for the Cardinals, and they've got a plethora of young players that are capable of the outfield position alone, left, center, right. You pick it. It's going to be interesting. A guy like Colton Wong, he's safe. But, you know, there are other guys who aren't safe. And that's the fun of spring training and the fun of opening day and getting guys prepared for the tough season ahead.
What do you think the Cardinals have to do to repeat this year as Central Division champs? What's the thing that you see that they really need to improve upon going into 2020?
I don't know about improve upon, but I think Mike Schilt is manager of the year last year. Is the reason he was manager of the year was because of the way he used his bullpen. And I think if he continues to use his bullpen and gets the success out of the bullpen that he had last year, he's got a shot at winning another And even though the Cardinals right now, when you think about it, you don't have a solid closer. I mean, is there going to be Carlos Martinez? Could be one of any, where's Jordan Hicks fit into that deal?
Sure.
There's so many questions now with the Cardinals. We'll just have to wait and see.
We were talking the other day about Yadier Molina and his durability, longevity in the game, catching countless bullpens right now. You know, being a former catcher, what aspect of his game do you like to watch on a nightly basis? So you're a former catcher. You know the job. You're watching a great player. What stands out? What do you like to watch about him?
I can't believe that the consistency of his throwing arm has remained the same. I mean, to me, arm strength is the one thing that you really have to worry about when you're a catcher, and your movement of your feet. Is your footwork as quick as it was? Is it as fluid as it used to be? And Molina really has less footwork because his arm is so strong. He can throw from a squatting position. He can throw from his knees. He's just a remarkable catcher. And the more he piles on the games, the more of a lock he is for the Hall of Fame. Remember, you asked me that about 6 years ago during our time I'm talking about Molina. And at that time, I didn't think Molina was a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame. I've changed my mind on that. I think he's a shoe-in right now, Danny. And it's just a pleasure to see a guy go behind the plate and love to work and love to work with his pitchers as much as Molina does.
When you watch the game in general, and I know you watch a ton of baseball every single night, for a guy that is in Cooperstown as a broadcaster, former great player, who's somebody now in 2020, whether it's with the Cardinals or anybody in baseball, Tim McCarver will stop what he's doing and says, hold on, I got to watch this guy.
I don't know. That's it. Joey Votto, I think.
Really?
I mean, every at-bat by Joey Votto, to me, is a work of art. Yeah, I mean, Votto is a guy who'll take the walk. He doesn't swing at balls, and that's another reason that the Cincinnati Reds, in my mind, are the team to beat in the National League Central. they've improved their pitching. Their defense is superb. They've signed two new free agents, Mike Moustakas and Nick Castellano. They've got Suarez at third, who had 50 home runs last year. They're a tough team, a real tough team, and they become the favorite, in my view, in the Central this year. But, yeah, I love to watch Joey Votto hit.
The Houston Astros cheating scandal, one that's not going away. First of all, what has been your reaction to everything that's come out with that?
That's a tough question. It's going to remain tough. It's going to remain tough to answer. I mean, the Houston Astros or any major league team, they've never been in this position before. Do you shamefully have opening day?
Correct.
That's what it's gotten down to. I mean, they're going to be, what kind of reaction does the Houston crowd have? I really don't know, because there's been no precedent set for any team that's cheated like the Astros have. And the way they've gone about it, it seems like every press conference they have, they get about 6 inches in deeper. It's a shame that when you mention the Houston Astros, people just shake their heads. And how many times do teams go into major league seasons, and that's the feeling, particularly teams that have won and have been the standard bearer of quality players. I don't know how the crowd's going to react, and I think we're going to find out after the first month or so.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I was talking with Keith Hernandez the other day, our good friend, and I said, you know, how would
our
you...
Our fun friend.
Yes, he is.
He's a lot of fun.
Oh, man, is he ever. But and the thing I love about him, and we talk about it all the time, Tim, he's opinionated. He does a great job on the air. So I was asking him about this, and... I'm trying to figure out where Major League Baseball goes with this. You know, what do you do to make sure now you curtail it and you don't have it in the game? And his point was, look, you've got 6 hours to look at video and iPads and do those things. He said, once the game starts, he said, I would have everything shut down. There is no way a player could go look at video. And maybe that's the direction we have to go. I don't know.
That's an interesting take, as Keith's takes usually are. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I think it's a step-by-step look at baseball. I mean, what does the commissioner do? And keep in mind that everything the commissioner does is going to have to be go through the Players Association. I'm surprised that they've had the type of cohesion that they've had this year, because the Players Association can be very, very tough, as they've proven to be in the past.
I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets
you.
Hey,
Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hot Shots legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues.
So Cooperstown will have a St. Louis flavor to it this summer. Larry Walker going in. So is Ted Simmons. It's been a long wait for Simba. I'm sure you're happy to see Teddy get in.
I just love the fact that he was voted in, and to see how happy he is. Walking around in rarefied air. He really is. And certainly deserving. And Larry Walker, what can you say about him? What couldn't he do on the baseball field? Nothing. I mean, there was nothing beyond what Larry Walker, how he played the game, the way he approached the game from a mental standpoint, always always ready defensively. One of the great defensive outfielders I've ever seen. Willie Mays type outfielder who can take the game to himself on a daily basis and perform. It's just wonderful to see those two ex-Cardinals go in.
You know, it's pretty cool, too. We've talked about it a lot. Marvin Miller, the former head of the Players Association, going in, and that is long overdue for Major League Baseball, in my opinion. I'm sure you probably agree.
I remember, and I've told you this, Dan, that Marvin Miller in the 1970s, he said that by the 1990s, the owners would triple their money, not the players, but the owners. And he was wrong. They quadrupled their money in the 90s. So Marvin Miller, long, long overdue. I was there in the 60s. When Marvin Miller received the first round, he received two votes to go on as the head of the Players Association. And then 3 or 4 years later, Curt Flood elected not to go to Philadelphia, a trade that I was involved in. And Curt Flood took it all the way to the Supreme Court, the first stage of free agency. And Marvin Miller came in and just did a whale of a job over the next 2.5 decades.
You know, this year, I'll wrap it up with this. This year marks the 50th anniversary of Curt Flood challenging baseball's reserve system. Of course, that helped create free agency, change the game in sports in general. Mm-hmm. Yep. And when you look at that, there's lawmakers now that are trying to get him into Cooperstown. That's just a groundswell has kind of started with certain lawmakers in Missouri and St. Louis. But and I think a lot of people are going to get behind this, and certainly former players. And in this case, your former teammate, Curt Flood, should be in the Hall of Fame, both for what he did on the field and obviously what he's done to change the game with challenging the reserve clause.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, I think, what he did with the reserve clause. But he was a heck of a player for 14 years. And had he played with the Philadelphia Phillies instead of challenging the reserve clause, he would have been very close to going into the Hall of Fame as a player. It's a fascinating, interesting case. And I think eventually Curt Flood will go into the Hall of Fame. I could be wrong, but I think he will with what he's given to the game. And it was nice to see Gerrit Cole, when he signed that huge contract with the New York Yankees, giving Curt Flood credit for what he did for the players. And believe me, it was awesome. I mean, awesome what he did for the players.
Can't say thank you enough, Tim. Soon enough, we'll be side by side, and you'll be ripping me, and I'll be ripping you, and we'll be doing it through the summer. It'll be fun.
Get ready, big boy, as Mike Shannon would say.
You're the best, Tim. Thanks so much.
All right, Danny, you're welcome.